Today's Mishnah in Masechet Kelim is Perek Tes Zayin, and we were holding on Mishnah Zayin. And we introduce it today with... Okay, wonderful. Now, we've been talking about clay eights, and we've been talking about those things that are similar to clay eights, which included the clay ore. We've been talking about how ore could possibly be mekabel as a kli that requires not to be pshutim. It would have to be a mekabel, unless, of course, it is an actual beged. We have additional issues, and this could apply either to eights or to ore. And these are things that are not considered to be a kli because they're actually pshutim and they're not considered to be in any way a beged. So this would include a malkot shel bakar, which is a blindfold. Usually you put on a leather like blindfold to keep the eyes of a shor basically closed so it could just see what's right in front of it. And this way it doesn't get involved in something that's going to pull its attention away from what it's doing. Hachasim shalo, and you made a rope type of muzzle, which is okay to do, even though it's maybe working. It might be working on something that's dangerous for it, whatever. A madaf shel devorim. A madaf shel devorim is made out of leather, usually. You put it under the beehive, and then you light some insecticide, which was basically in those days a little bit of dung that you would put on fire, and the smoke would smoke out the bees. And a nafa, which is a fan that you use, also made out of leather. But we use those today's to fan yourself. But that is not a base kibul at all. And because of that, hare elu tehorin. And we also have, however, remember, the other gezerah. And this we talked about at the beginning of Kelim when I read to you from the Rambam, the yesod of tumas Kelim, of other Kelim that are not mitame usually, but in a case where a kli is meshamesh another kli, and it's meshamesh, and this is only b'tanai, that it's meshamesh it at all times. Whether that other kli is in use or not in use, it will always use this other kli. In that case, midrabbanan, it's considered to be mekabel tuma as if it's part of the other kli, and it's not looked at as a pshute kli eitz. So we're giving an example of some of that. Covers. A kisui of a kufsa. This is talking about a kufsa, a small kufsa, that is used really as a earring box. It's like a jewelry box. And that was a very beautifully designed kind of cover, which is part of the jewelry box itself. It remains on the box, whether it is in use, whether it's not in use. And because of that, we see it as all one thing. That's mekabel tuma. But the kisei of a kamatra, if you've got a box that you keep at the bottom of your bed to put the blankets in or to put clothing in, over there you don't cover it as part of its design. You cover it to keep the dust off. And a dust covering is not considered to be a base kibul, and it's not considered to be a mishamish kelim because it's not mishamish it when it is not in use. Now, we have another list, and guess how many issues there are in this list? I'll bet you'll never guess. 18! Yes, indeed. The magic number for today is 18. So if you have the kisui of a regular box, a kisui of a teva, a kisui of a teni, which is a basket, a marbesh shel harash, you've got this press, which is used for making plywood or for straightening pieces of wood that have gotten wet, a keset, shetachat ha-teva, you've got this leather type of cushion that you put underneath a wooden box in order to keep water off of it, or moisture from the ground off of it, and a cover, a kimron, like a canopy over the chest, so that if it rains, nothing gets in. An anglin shel sefer, which is a leather case that you put a sefer in, and that keeps also moisture off of it so that it doesn't get hurt from the moisture in the air, from any rain. A Beit HaNeger, a Beit HaManul, a Beit HaMezuzah, where you have a leather case that you keep the bolt of a door in to prevent it from getting rusty, or you keep the lock in for the same reason, or you put a mezuzah in it again when it's attached to the house, and therefore here it's not mekabel tumah because anything that's attached to a house is considered to be mechurba lekarka, but we're putting it in here anyway because it matches the other kisuyim. Tik nivalim, if you've got a case of a navel, a musical instrument, usually called the lyre, a teak of kinorot, you've got a kinor, a violin, or a harp, however you translate it, also used for protecting the kli, but that is not considered to be a similar to a sock, because a sock is used to carry it. Over here, we are not talking about the carrying case. We're talking about the protective case, which you put itself inside of a carrying case if you need to carry it. But you would not carry it like that. This is very standard in many musical instruments. An emum of godle mitznafot, that's the dummy, a mannequin. So over there, they would make a shetel head, and the shetel head, they would make the hat around the shetel head. So that's like a form to make a hat with. A markov shel zamar, remember we saw the markov before of the clowns, and a markov is the, it's like a pretend horse that you play little games with on. So up on the stage, the zamarim would also use like a play horse. A revi'it, the revi'it was a type of either harmonica or a string instrument that was used for professional mourners. You would pay people to come to a funeral and make everybody miserable. A gnognit of an ani. And this is like something that an ani would use. It's similar to a kid running away from home. The standard kid running away from home is what? A piece of leather, I mean, in those days, tied around a stick, which is obviously not a very useful kli in terms of breaks kibo, because it does not look like a kli. So the tzuras kli issue is not the issue. And it certainly does not hold together as a real base kibble. So kids may use it to run away from home, but it's not mekabel tumah. Support for a mitah, to keep the mitah straight. And if the mitah is not in use, then you don't put these things under it to make sure that it remains straight. A tfus shel tefillah, the mold that was used for making tefillin, the same idea. So that is not a base kibo, and it only is useful for the tefillin while the tefillin is being made. You don't use it any other time, and therefore, again, it does not fit any of the klalim. It doesn't have a tzuras kli. It doesn't have a base kibo. It's not a kli that's meshamish a kli, bein bishat shimusho, bein b'sholo bishat shimusho, and a mannequin that is used by people who make coats, a mum shel osei sutot. All of those things, those were mannequins that were made only to use while you're actually sewing the coat, weaving the coat. These things are all tar because they don't fit any of the klalim. The klal is, zeh klal, says Rabbi Yossi, anything which is meshamesh, something that is meshamesh adam, so in other words, it's a kli that's meshamesh another kli of an adam, and it has this shimush, whether it's b'sha'at melacha, or shalo b'sha'at melacha, that is considered to be tamei. But if it is only a something that is meshamesh, only b'sha'at melacha, like the bed, smichot amita, that is not considered to be a kli, even min rabbanan, and it doesn't have a base kibbo, and therefore it is completely tahor, even min rabbanan. And now the final mishnah in Perek Tetzayin, talks about other types of covers and whether they have a din of being a beit kibul. So if it's a cover that is there to protect something, but you don't put it inside the way you would put in a beit kibul. So let's talk about a sheath, right? So you've got a sheath for either a sword, a tsayef, or of a knife, a kitchen knife, or a pigyon, which is a dagger, a tik of a misporet or misporaim, you have a case that holds the barber's like a razor or a scissors or a tik of a mikol, which is the makeup, the little applicator that goes into that small holder. Tik Amarte, if you've got a stylus, you put it also to protect it. And also a Truntake. A Truntake we saw was something that's got a lot of different things in it that you can put in, you know, a pencil in one place and an eraser in another place. A Tik that you use for your iPad, so it's a Tik of a tablet, or a Scortia, or it's a kind of special board. At those days, they used it to protect valuable printouts. So you could have your iPad in one thing, you could have a valuable printout. The valuable printouts in those days were charts or diagrams that were, of course, very difficult to make by hand. So they were kept on a board together with the tablet. A Beit HaChitzim, a Beit HaPagoshot. So those are different types of quiver, an arrow quiver, or a wider type of quiver for wider types of weapons. All of these things are actually containers. So because of that, they're all tameim, because these are considered to be Beit HaKibul. However, there are things that you would think are exactly the same as this, and yet they are not considered to be a Beit Kibul. So remember, we had that musical instrument, the simpunia, well, the symphony kli. So that simpunia, sorry, I didn't see that, Barnea, what'd you want to say?
You score a page. So it's a scortia, and scoring a page may be where I'm marking up the page.
Okay. I mean, they say it's a tablet and a mafarshim, but okay, maybe. Anyway, so this simpunia, again, it's not clear, it was about Chlokas before, exactly what it is, but there's different ways to use the simpunia. Now, this is true also about iPad cases that are not cases, but that are protective coverings or computer protective coverings. Sometimes they're put in from the top, and sometimes they're slid in from the side. So things that are put in from the top, that's considered to be a Beit HaKibul. Some things that are slid in from the side and then zipped up is not a Beit HaKibul, it's just a kisui. So if it's mitzido, it's tahor. How about a case that you use for a flute? So Rabbi Yehuda is mitaher, because the flute in the case, it opens up all along the side. You put the flute in and then you buckle the entire side. So it's not considered to be a Beit HaKibul. It's only considered to be a kisui. And because of that, it would not be metame. So it would be very much like the simfunia. So this would mean, I mean, according to this, some of the Mefarshim hold that the simfunia really must have been Alibet Rabbi Yehuda. Only Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, not Alibet Tanakama, which is a little difficult, but the Mishnah sometimes does that. And it'll say, Dover ze machlokes chachomim v'Rabbi Yehuda. How about other types of covers? You can have a chipuy of an ala. So an ala was like a club, but it was spiked. Maybe it was a mace. Or a cover. Again, we're talking about things made out of ore over here. So something that's used over the keshet, the bow, or it's used over a romach, which is a spear. All of these things are protective covers. They're not actually Beit Kibul. Therefore, they're all tar. The klal is very simple. Something that is asoy latik, if it's made as a case to hold it, then it's a Beit Kibul and it's tummy. If it's made as a cover to protect it, lechipui, then it's tahar because it doesn't have a Beit Kibul. And hadron alach, this actually brings us to the end, whew, which I thought we were all already at. Hadron alach kol kli eitz.